Do you ever went to a family gathering or a ritual of Belgians?
Family garden.
Yes,
Oh, when,
like a funeral or like a ritual
yeah.
for Belgians? What do you think of it?
Simple and short and good and straightforward. It's good. I like that one. And when it's crying, it's crying. When it's happiness, it's happiness. Eh? When like if somebody died, they just bury the person. They take some coffee and they are gone. Eh? But for us, when somebody died, we don't take coffee. We go and enjoy ourselves, we drink, we chicken ourselves. So it's but in that is our culture. That is our culture. Here also, I know some Belgian people went after the birth, they went, go to restaurant. Eh? Like my ex-husband, when the grandmother died, we went to a restaurant. They rented a restaurant after the funeral. We soup, bread and potato. We eat. So I think it depends on how rich the person is or how the family wants it.
Okay,
I
let's
think
see.
so.
In Ghanaian community, when a person dies, you identify the bereaved family by the way
They are dressed.
they are dressed
Yeah.
and crying.
Crying, yeah.
Did you see such a thing in the Belgian
This
community?
is what I'm saying, that for them it's straightforward and it's finished, you know. But for us, there are many things you will see. Eh?
So you
You'll see
there.
who are the children, who is the husband. There are many things you will see because of the dressing, of because of how the person is crying, and all that. But the Belgians, if it's a husband or wife, you will see it. That one you will see. Because the husband cries so much, the wife cries so much, and the children. But it's just short and it is finished. I mean, if they are going to bury the person, they will be following. When they put the person there, they are leaving, they cry, and it's finished. But for us, you will see it for some time, and it will be eating the person up for some time. And even at the if there is a funeral gathering or something, the feeling will still be there that he lost somebody, you know. So that is how it is. And here, when somebody dies, they just give you 2 or 3 days. If you are working, if he's buried, the next day you have to start working. And that is something I find very, because like if you lose your mother, it's painful to just forget in 3 days or 4 days, you'll be standing somewhere to work. Me, when my mother died, I was crying the whole time, so they had to tell me to stay home for about 1 week because I cannot. She's not here, but she came on holidays, and when she left, after 1 year, she died. So they knew him, they knew her, my worker, so everybody was like. And me, I cannot, even if I'm not, I don't want to cry, I'm crying because it's like I'm thinking, oh, so my mother is dead, so, and I'm here, what am I doing? You know? In Ghana, when your mother dies, sometimes 1 month you'll not be working because you have to make arrangements to bury her. People will be coming to say sorry. You need to be in the house, you know? But here, from Monday to Friday, you have to work. It's only Saturday somebody will come and say sorry because there is no time. So that is the difference here. But I like the way things are done when somebody dies in Belgium. I like it in some way that is very simple and
So,
not too much cost.
left to you alone, you like the Ghanaian community to be adjusting a
Yeah,
bit to
if they could
what?
adjust a bit, it would be good. Like after burial, we meet somewhere. If somebody in Ghana, we Africans, that one we cannot put it away. We show our appreciation. by giving some donation, like 20 euro, or it depends on how close you are to the person. I think when the person is buried, if it's a weekday, we can take one Saturday, and or the next Saturday we just come together, help, give something, and not the person spending so much money, like by making food and all that. If there is drink and maybe some snacks, I think it's okay, and then it will be good. Otherwise, it's too much spending of money.
Is